Maka.
Good
Ya,
evening.
berkembang sehat.
Good evening to all.
Hello, good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoah. Anabakoah. Gedulat Shemincha. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora. Ufre Shayan Sintet Nun. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sikatcha Tamid Gamlem. Bet Tet Resh, Sadi Taf Gimel. Hasim Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael Adata. Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim. Yachid Geye, Lamcha Penei, Zofre Kiddushata. Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu kabel, ushma tziakatenu, yodeya talumot, shin kufav, tzadi yud tav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and we will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed L'alapim, Nasayawon Wapesha, We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29. We will start with a Lashem Yichud. Lashem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bitchilu. Urchimud, Hilud, Hilu, Urchimu. Leachta, Lishem, Yud, Hey, Bavav, Hey. The Yehuda, Shalim, Bishem, Kol, Yisrael. Limud, Torah, Mitzvah. Lasok, Torah, Mitzvah. Vayhino, Amadonai, Elohinu, Alena, Masse, Adenu, Kanane, Alena, Masse, Adenu, Kanane, U.
Pasuk 29.
Rabbi Abba Amar, the Kamatar, Tane Nandakucha, Purifu Koma de Aved, Leela Witata, Kolaihu Kishot the Ovada, Dikshot, the Leid Lach Mila Bialma, Divae Barnash, Ledach Yalea, Mine Yaulan Haga, Te Yakalana, Te Hakulu Ovada, Dikshot Inun, Wikolai, Stirich, Be Alma. The energy of the year 5779 is to become wiser. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. These verses, each of them, have the name of the year concealed within them. The name of the year is Tavshinayin Tet. The letters of this name are separated by two letters each in each of these three verses. The first of the three verses we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Weimadele lo tishmeuli weasafti liasra echem sheva al hatotechem. The next verse we study is from Isaiah. It is chapter 36, verse 6. Hine vatachta al mishene chakane haratzutaze al mitraim masher yisameh ishalavu vabekapo unkavaken paro. Melech Mitzrayim lechol habodchim alav. And the third verse is from the prophet Micha. It's chapter 6, verse 13. Wegam ani hecheleti hakotecha hashmei malchatotecha. There is a fourth verse that has the energy of becoming wise through the idea of the starting with the first letter, which would be a hey of the name of the year, and the last letter being a tet of the name of the year. A verse that starts with a hey and ends with a tet would be connected to that, the energy of becoming wise. Now, there are 13 verses in the Tanakh with this fact. We are studying the third one to connect to the third month since Rosh Hashanah. So we are going to be studying chapter 40, verse 20 of the prophet Isaiah. Chamasukan teruma eitz lo yirkav Yivhar harash, hacham yivakesh, lo lehakin, pesel lo yimot. That brings us to a fifth verse that starts with the letter Taf and ends with the letter Tet. And this also connects to the energy of the year becoming wise or wiser. This is from the book of Job, chapter 41, verse 22. Now, the energy of the year 5778 is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. This is a tool to help us reduce our ego, since we know that our ego is what causes us to be separated from Hashem. The first of the two of the two verses that we studied that connects to this tool is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayitchal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavo natamar achoti utlabev le'enei shetei levivot v'evre miyada. The second verse that connects to this tool is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati Odiyaha Wawoni Loki Siti Amarti Ode Ale Peshai Ladonai Ohe Wahe Yata Nasata Awon Satati Sela. The energy of the year 5777 is the wake-up call, but it's also the year of the goats. The first verse that we study of the two verses that connect to this energy is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor o yivai finam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Satsuki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the wake up is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, known as the pause that refreshes, also has two verses that connect to this energy of the pause. The first verse that we study is from 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Racha kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehavshit. Et kol ha'olot vayehasum achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Bidhu Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yola Yo Alame Hey, 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 aka, rekaka. The second verse that connects to this particular energy is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4, connecting to the energy of the pause. Bithu Adonai Yohewahe Ade Ad Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tsur Olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is from Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishemi meni, lo tarpeni adili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachagoyam. Asher yitzhabe sham moshavtem Eilayel nako V'halakti ifem V'chayayim yeshno Varetz v'hipasti Oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. The third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzah Yoved Roav Yom Ruayov. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy in the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami leYisrael untati vishakan tatav willo yargaz o giva willo yosifu bene avla la anoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, 72 attributes that Hashem has gifted us to control the physical world. We will utilize the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayote ala me mehe shi la la he. Aka aka heta hezayo alada la awa he he a yozala me be he he reyo he kome la awa kala yo la wawa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Yutahe he a yo eta shiahe reyo yo awame lakabe washire yo he wa lahe he tawako me nuda anu yo he ame re he a yo yoza he 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 me yo ha wa wala yo lahe sa ala areyo. Ashila me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me, nu nu wa nu yo ta, me be he pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re, wa me be yo he he, a nu wa me he yo, da me be me nu ko, a yo a he be wa. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo he anu a kameta he he yo anu da la he wa me me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me wa 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 ta be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he me te he wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ta a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me re he a yo he ta. Hey she hey me ha ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la a re yo a la me ta hey wa hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu wa ta me la hey pe a yo nu ko me yo re la hey hey ba. Hey be hey, me za re, wa he be yo a he. A la wa me za yo, da he be me ka ko. A la a he he wa, re la he yo yo me. He la yo me, me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day the 19th of Kislev. Rabbi Chaim Teb, Rabbi Nissim Chaim Rosenbaum of Drovitz, Rabbi Dov Ber ben Avraham, Rabbi Moshe Tzvi Nerie, Rabbi Menachem Nachum of Tolna, Rabbi Shaul Niketz Shelai, and say the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach in a whisper. We need to say the two lines of the Shema, followed by the Kaddish. I apologize, but I hadn't prepared that, so it'll take me a minute to pull it up. We can say the two lines of the Shema. Please lean to the left and close your eyes. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. the abridged Kaddish Viz Yitgadal Viyitkadash Me'raba Be'alma Divra Kirute V'yamlich Malhute V'chayechon V'yomechon V'chayeh D'kol Beit Yisrael V'agalal V'zman Kariv Yitbarach v'yishtabach, v'yitpa'ar, v'yitromam, v'yitnaseh, v'yitadar, v'yitaleh, v'yitalal, sh'meidekudsha. Le'ela min kol birkata, v'shirata, tushpechata, v'nechemata, da'amiran b'yalma, Yehei Shlama Rabba Min Shamaya V'chaim Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael V'imru Amen Ose Shalom U'bim Romal U'yase Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael V'imru Amen. Now, tonight's class is the teachings of the Ari from the Parsha of Vayeshev. There are three links under that class. The first one we have already read under the holiday of Tisha B'Av. That's the redeeming of the widow, which is the idea of the destruction of the temple has sent the Shekhinah into exile, and that represents the widow. That the widow, the Shekhinah, went into exile with the children of Israel. The next one is our class for tonight. It's called Dreams of Peace. And the third one is Caught by the Throat. We probably will not have time to read tonight. We will do it in the next year. But feel free to read it in your own time, at your own leisure. I will start by saying L'Shem Yichud, because by saying the Baruch Shem as part of the Shema, we grounded the energy of the L'Shem Yichud, so we need to say it again. L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Dchilu Dchilu Urchimu Le'achta L'Shem Yud He Bavav He V'Yehudah Shulim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananeihu. Joseph and his brothers all envisioned themselves as the masters of peace. Joseph's brothers thought that Joseph was the dregs of the dregs. That is, the shell that was rejected from Abraham and the shell that was rejected from Isaac when Ishmael and Esau left them. And that had still not been finally purified. And as an unwritten commentary, it's a very human thing to think that the other person is the problem and not yourself. which is what the brothers were essentially thinking about and contemplating relative about Joseph. Joseph's brothers knew that both in the case of Abraham and Isaac, there were two sons, one of which was worthy of perpetuating the consciousness of God in the physical world, and the other of which was too egocentric to do so. They further knew that in both cases, the unworthy son had to be sent away. In other words, eliminated in some way from the family in order that the purity of the ideal not be contaminated by the poisonous egocentricity of the contender. Joseph, they felt, was the embodiment of the impurities of Jacob. They could not conceive that Jacob was pure, and therefore all 12 of them was pure. Similarly, they perceived Joseph as the unfit contender that in their generation, the original light of Abraham had been purified of its impurities by the rejection of Ishmael. When this light was passed on to Isaac, it still contained some secondary impurities that had to be and were eliminated by the rejection of Esau. Joseph, they felt, was the embodiment of the impurities of Jacob that similarly had to be rejected. They thus considered it their sacred duty, for the sake of the perpetuation of the divine message entrusted to Abraham and his descendants, to eliminate Joseph from the picture. This was in particular because they felt Joseph was blemishing the Sefirah of Yesod, diverting it to the left channel. God forbid, by slandering them to their father, this being the antithesis of peace. And another way of considering it, Joseph being the 11th child, was the left column of the central column. The first four being the right, left, or the first three being the right, left, and central of the right. The next three being the right, left, and central of the left. It's the four. So it's the right, left, and central and the malchut. Of the right is the first four, then the second four is the right, left, and central, as well as the malchut of the left. But that left numbers 9, 10, and 11, which would be the right, left, and central of the central column. But without the Malchut, the central column would have been ineffective, and that was the idea that the other boys, the other tribes, were contemplating. Continuing to read. As we are told in the narrative, Joseph brought their evil report to their father. And Rashi notes, he told his father that they were eating flesh torn from a live animal, that they made fun of the sons of the handmaidens, Bilham and Zilpah, calling them slaves, and that he suspected them of illicit sexual relations. Peace is associated with the Sefirah of Yesod. In the idiom of our sages, peace is termed the ultimate vessel for containing blessing. This is clear because acrimony will cause any blessings, whether of health or prosperity or fulfillment, to be squandered. Thus, peace is associated with the Sephirah of Yesod. For Yesod is the vessel through which the divine beneficence flows into Malchut. The spiritual precursor of the Jewish people. By slandering them to their father, Joseph was undermining any chance for peace in the family, and thus sabotaging the chances for God's blessings to flow to them. Yesod is also the principle of the tongue, and slander blemishes it. It is stated in the Sefer Yetzirah that there are two covenants, that of the tongue and that of the sexual organ. Both organs are instruments through which a person articulates himself to the outside world. Both the spoken word and the sexual energy possess the power to build or to destroy. They are both very powerful, for both the spoken word and sexual energy possess the power to build as well as to destroy. Unharnessed speech, like unharnessed sexuality, can wreak havoc in a person's life and the lives of all those he meets. Conversely, properly channeled speech and sexuality can elevate an individual to lofty levels of spiritual consciousness and inspire all those with whom he comes in contact. Thus, while Yesod generally is associated with the sexual organ, it is also, for the same reason, associated with the organ of speech. The tongue, improper or evil speech, blemishes the Sephirah of Yesod as well. In fact, however, there are many expounders of the Torah who say that Joseph's brothers ate flesh torn from the body of living animals and looked at the daughters of the land. Both are transgressions. All of this is connected to Yesod. It is explained that the motivation of eating flesh torn from the body of a living animal is the ecstatic, even orgasmic pleasure this brings. The ingestion of raw, unrectified, by the ritual slaughter, life force. This power high assumes sexual proportions in the mind-body of the one doing this, and is therefore a blemish in Yesod. Thus it was in reality not Joseph who was blemishing Yesod, but his brothers. By reporting their behavior to their father, Joseph was in fact trying to safeguard the integrity of Yesod. They also derided their half-brothers, the sons of the handmaidens. And this is clearly a violation of the principle of peace. They called them slaves when they were in fact free men, the opposite of slaves. If there is any element of self-orientation or egocentricity, it cannot be true peace. Here again, they were in fact guilty of what they were accusing Joseph of. Of the 12 brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun were the sons of Jacob's first wife, Leah. Joseph and Benjamin were the sons of his second wife, Rachel. Dan and Naphtali were the sons of Rachel's handmaiden, Bilhah. And Gad and Asher were the sons of Leah's handmaiden, Zilpah. The six sons of Leah taunted the four sons of the handmaidens as being slaves by birth, unworthy of being bona fide members of the Holy Family. Yesod is called everything, for it includes all the emotional attributes. In the verse, yours, O God, is the greatness and the power and the beauty and the victory and the glory. for all that is in heaven and earth is yours. The first five nouns are the first five emotional attributes. Greatness is Chesed, power is Gevurah, beauty is Tiferet, victory is Netzach, and glory is Hod. Implying that the subsequent phrase, all that is in heaven and earth, corresponds to the sixth attribute of Yesod. Thus, this verse expresses explicitly the notion that Yesod is the channel through which all the higher attributes coalesce and descend further into Malchut. Actually, the phrase, all that is in heaven and earth, heaven represents Yesod of Zeranpin, and the earth represents the Malchut of Zeranpin. Continuing to read. They thought that they themselves could complete what would be lacking by excluding Joseph, that they could supply his attribute of brotherhood. They therefore plotted against him. As we have seen, the dispute between Joseph and his brothers focused on the Sephirah of Yesod, the vessel of peace. Joseph felt that he was the guardian of Yesod, that he was the long-term peacemaker, while his brothers felt that he was an obstacle to peace. They, of course, were wrong. Peace is meaningful only if it is predicated on submission to the will of Hashem. Otherwise, if there is any element of self-orientation or egocentricity in the so-called peace, it cannot be true peace and will fall apart sooner or later. Peace is a means, a vessel, and not an end. The egocentricity will eventually surface, and as soon as it does, petty self-interest will outweigh the motivation for peacefulness. Thus, although the brothers were correct in their vision of peace as being crucial to the perpetuation of the divine ideal, they were wrong in giving it precedence over the more fundamental issues of divine service. Peace is a means, a vessel, not an end unto itself. Only when recognized as such can it be meaningful and therefore endure. In my terminology, peace is a process. It isn't the goal. They further felt that the 10 of them would complete the spiritual configuration necessary for eliciting the direct light. And Benjamin would complete what was necessary to return the reflected light. Here we find the sons of Leah, including the sons of the handmaidens, as their equals. The six of the former plus the four of the latter would form a unit of 10, reflecting the 10 Sephirot, and thus serve as the proper and fitting conduit of divine beneficence into the world. Benjamin, the son of Rachel, whom Jacob loved most, would provide the means through which man's service of love from below could arouse this flow of supernal beneficence. Their mistake was that even though Yesod includes the other attributes, it is nonetheless an attribute on its own as well. It is therefore not enough, as we have said, to simply impose artificial harmony on the other attributes. There must be the purity of intention, signified by the purity of sexual energy, the energy of Yesod as well. Furthermore, it is well known that the tribes were not meant to reflect the 10 Sephirot, but rather the 12 extremities. which exist in Malchut as the 12 cattle, as is explained elsewhere. I am adding. In Malchut there is a Zeran Pin, which is known as six ends. Each end has a beginning, which is also considered an end, since this beginning finalizes as an end without continuity. It was known in ancient times that a central prerequisite for establishing the people of the covenant, the family that would develop into the nation that would carry the divine message to the rest of humanity, was a family of 12 sons, all of whom would be worthy of this mission. Thus, we see, for example, that Abraham and his brother Nahor both sought to expand their families to the number of sons by taking concubines. In fact, however, it was Jacob who was the first to actually father 12 sons, who were all righteous, and thus he became the father of the Jewish people. The reason why 12 is the magic number here is because while the number 10 represents the perfection of the archetypal structure of the 10 Sephirot in the world of Atzilut, the number 12 represents the way these principles are projected into the lower reality, i.e. the world subsequent to Atzilut. It is in these lower realities that time and space first begin to become real, as the dimensions within which consciousness operates in these worlds. Atzilut consciousness transcends the limitations of time and space, not so the consciousness from Bria downwards. Space is defined by three dimensions, height, width, and length, each of which extends in two opposite directions, up and down, north and south, east and west, giving six extremities. These six directions are manifestations of the six emotive attributes, from Chesed to Yesod. Of course, these attributes exist in Atzilut as well, but the overwhelming consciousness of God that obtains in Atzilut precludes any development of these attributes into a context within which consciousness can be circumscribed. Only in the realms of lesser awareness of divinity do these attributes assume the role of defining the limits of awareness. These six directions can be envisioned as a six-sided cube. The number of lines used to draw such a cube is 12. Thus, the number of 12 represents the translation of divine perfection into divinity that can be manifest in a lower reality. As such, this number represents as well the purpose of creation, in making the lower reality into a home for divinity. In Solomon's temple, the labor was situated on 12 statues of cattle. Cattle represents the animal soul, which is primarily emotion-oriented, as opposed to the divine soul, which is primarily intellect-oriented. Thus, here too, the brothers misunderstood their calling. They envisioned themselves as personifications of divine perfection. They were shepherds, disassociated from society and the material world in general. In contrast, Joseph personified Yesod, the divine perfection, as it penetrates and succeeds finally in ruling even Egyptian society while staying true to its spiritual integrity. As you can see, we also have caught by the throat, but we will not have time to finish it, so we will call the class at this point. Does anyone have any questions? We will have two classes tomorrow, one at 4:30 West Coast time, which will be continuing our study of Lech Lecha, our Deep Zohar study, and one at 7 o'clock, which will be a connection to the Tikkuni Zohar. I bid you all shalom. Have a beautiful week. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.